And you're tuned to WPKN in Bridgeport, 89.5 FM, and streaming live at WPKN.org. It's 9 o'clock. My name is Richard Hill. Stay tuned for great tales from the psychedelic age coming up just in a minute with my special guest, Carlos Gomez. And we're listening to a track from Carlos Gomez's new CD, which is called New Paradigm Global Music. And Carlos Gomez, welcome to WPKN. Carlos, it's excellent to see you again. And it's been a long time that we've actually met. And one of those times was right here at WPKN when you brought up about five drums and displayed your virtuosic talent as a percussionist.
Thank you.
And tonight you have a new CD that happily fits into our under our rubric of Great Tales from the Psychedelic Age. We just listened to an interesting track there that, as you pointed out, was the most psychedelic cut on the album. Was that number one? That was track number eight, right?
Yeah, that's the last track, number eight.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Great Tales from the Psychedelic Age, just to bring new listeners into our scope here, is a space where we talk about different aspects of spiritual experience that oftentimes might have been initiated through the use of psychedelic substances. Mm-hmm. Early editions of this program, we really did talk about people's experience with LSD, marijuana, DMT, peyote, psilocybin, etc. And we went from sharing those experiences with phone callers to actually talking about the history of the use of psychedelics in psychotherapy. We talked about the intersection between psychedelic experiences and Buddhist and other Eastern practices on a couple of occasions. And so we're coming around to yet another perspective on this, because Carlos, you are not only a master percussionist in many different types of percussion, many of which are really part of the African diaspora, but you are also, you know, a spiritual practitioner. You're an Oba Anya and a Babalao in the Yoruba spiritual tradition. You are a practitioner of martial arts, and you have advanced training in several of those different art forms. You have been a practitioner of many different styles of yoga and meditation over the decades, and you have also experimented with psychedelics.
Yeah,
you are not ashamed to admit. No. So what we do here is to talk about these experiences, and the idea is not to advocate for them for the use of any particular path or substance, but merely to make room for a discussion about it, which does not prejudge it or reject it out of hand, which is generally make it one of the casualties of the war on drugs. And we know we've heard the cliche that the first casualty of war is the truth. And the first casualty of the war on drugs was the notion that any substance that changed your awareness should be grouped together with all the other drugs, mm-hmm. such as heroin and cocaine and other drugs which were considered dangerous. Mm-hmm. And so at the time when those laws were passed, the thinking in this country became extremely regressive and repressive. And what we're trying to do now is to reconsider these experiences and look at them from more of a scientific point of view, really. I mean, because if we consider them objectively, then we really have to have a serious discussion about them. So we're going to continue that tonight. So, Carlos, with this a little bit of background, and we're going to keep referring back to your CD and playing samples from it because it's so appropriately weaves into our conversation here about spiritual journeys. Why don't you talk a little bit about your spiritual journey, starting with, you know, your first experimentation with psychedelics and where it went from there?
Okay. Well, growing up as a kid in the South Bronx, I was surrounded by lots and lots of drugs. And as I got to my teenage years, it was a difficult time for me because I was losing my father to cancer. And during that time, I did start to experiment with drugs. At first, it was alcohol. And then after alcohol, then, of course, marijuana. That lasted for many years. But in addition to marijuana, I was also trying all kinds of drugs. And simply because it was in fashion, in vogue, peer pressure, it was just the times. You know, I was growing up during the early 70s, and there were so many drugs around. It was just something that everyone did as part of the social scene. But for me, having grown up in a home where I had some, but not very much, spiritual teachings, particularly marijuana, really opened up my mind to altered states of consciousness. It was very apparent, very quickly, that marijuana does put you into a state of mind which is other than the normal waking state, but different and completely different from alcohol intoxication. The intoxication, as it's called, toxic, alcohol does poison you, and it has, as we all know, very, very negative effects biologically on the body. But the marijuana, of course, it does too. Smoking is bad for your lungs. Smoking of any substance is bad for your lungs. But the chemical, the THC, the, what is it again, tetrahydrocannabinol, I believe it is, the effect of the THC was such that I was able to get into very deep thought and focus like never before. Just really get into, if I wanted to explore a subject mentally, I was able to read something, for example, which is not something you want to do when you're drunk. You certainly can't read. but if you smoked and read something, you'd just drift off and have this entire hallucination, I guess, of what it is that you just read, and somehow seem to have an even deeper insight into the material that you were trying to absorb in the first place. So that actually led to experimenting with purer forms of THC. And back in those days, it was actually available.
You're talking about a distillation where it was just like a pill. It was a THC.
Yeah, tablets. Yeah. Tablets, THC tablets. Mm-hmm. And I remember one time in particular, I think I did four or five. I really don't remember at one time. And I woke up day after day for over a week in a constant euphoria. It was really strange. And at the same time, of course, those are the kind of things that kind of make you paranoid too. It's like, whoa, am I ever going to come out of this? Mm-hmm. You know, I know that I'm in an altered state. I know. And let me be very particular about that experience, because it was, in retrospect, a very educational experience. That feeling of being that high literally made me feel as if my consciousness was one step behind my body, that I was watching, observing consciously what was going on in my life, but not attached to it in any way. That my consciousness was actually removed from what was going on, although being completely aware of everything that was going on. And that, I think, was a very educational experience, because it is the state that many people seek in their spiritual journeys.